which we will aspire to. I debated whether or not to say anything and just let it stand, but the part of the tension in this show is about belief and doubt. It's like, do you believe yet? Can you believe yet? What do we do with this story that's thousands of years old? And you know, it's a story of the process of, and the from the perspective of this writer, it seems that belief and doubt are mutually exclusive, that you can't both believe and have doubt. Or wonder, or you know, is there archaeological proof for any of this? I'm not convinced that belief and doubt are necessarily opposite of each other. I do believe that certitude and doubt are opposites of each other. And often people confuse certitude and faith. Certitude is being certain. Certitude is being, I know exactly how it happened. You're like this story told it exactly the way it was, right? And this is what it is, and I know it. And it's all about having head knowledge. It's all about being right. It's all about owning truth with a capital T, right, at some level. That's often, I don't care what your faith is, I don't care what your spirituality is. Often you get people who are diehard convinced. You find it every faith tradition, those who have certitude and they know it, right? And that's unfortunate because certitude, I don't think, is faith. Or certitude is different than faith. We tell these stories. We're part of a tradition that is shaped by the stories that we tell. We're part of a tradition that finds deep meaning in the stories and deep truth in the stories that we tell. And so we tell these stories again and again. And not because we're trying to do a picture perfect, well, this is how it happened, and we're trying to recreate history, as much as it is. No, we tell these stories because the people we're a part of, the tribe we're in, the group that we have this continuous history with, have found power and meaning in something deeply true in these stories, which is why we tell them, which is why we tell them to our children, which is why we have our children tell them, which is why we're gathered here today. And does that mean we know exactly how it happened? No. Does that mean it happened exactly like this? No, we don't know exactly how it happened, right? Does that mean we have all the every aspect of it figured out exactly the way it is? Not. But does that mean that, hey, I'm going to live with this story. I'm going to let this story inhabit my life. I'm going to inhabit this story, and it's going to inhabit me, and it's going to be part of the way I make sense of the world. Because there's something about this message that God is with us in very profound ways, that God meets us, that God pursues us, that this story contains. It's about how God cares about our humanity, and God cares about shepherds, and God cares about leopards, and God cares about, you know, sheep, and just in young couples who are poor, right? And in any place and time, that's what this story is. It's a proclamation of that actually this does matter to God, that this isn't beyond God's attention span, or this isn't beyond God's purview, that actually this is a story of, no, actually things of great importance happen in very simple lives. That's what this is a story about. That's why we tell these stories, because we remind ourselves that God is with us, and we want our children to know that. So that's what we've done today. That's what this is about. Amen. Let us rise and pray together.